Da Bears.
What is up? I say again, what is up?
Meow, 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 meow.
It's been a while.
The boys are back. All episode 66 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, after, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, at least.
After well, 2 weeks.
I don't know when the Sam hasn't been here in like.
You haven't been here in a hot minute.
Yeah,
it's been 2 weeks for me.
The fuck
it's been
is
like
a fortnight?
4 or 5 for you.
How long is a fortnight? When they say, "Oh, I haven't been there in a fortnight,"
it's today like is
18 days or something.
Friday, February 17th.
Like a baker's dozen for weeks.
Ah, got it.
Join with the bestest friends.
2 weeks
in the whole goddamn world. Producer Jake's here.
Howdy.
Bush.
Dada Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here.
I'm a dad.
Hey yo!
Hey yo!
Congratulations!
What's up, man?
I'm Marcos, also a dad.
Hey, hey yo!
Congratulations!
All over my work laptop.
I tried to do it gracefully.
Just what we like to see.
That'll buff out.
And again, if you didn't know, this is Da Bear Minimum Podcast.
Bears,
guys,
Bears.
We're on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, on Bears. Twitter at Da Bear Min Pod, Instagram Da Bear Min Podcast, Bears. Venmo. Always open if you're looking to leave the boys a tip. Venmo is at the bare minimum. Now that we're all back, we will slowly but surely be working on this website. TheBareMinimum.com. Guys, I am so stoked to be back with you guys. A lot of craziness in our lives in the last couple weeks. So those of you who have missed us, I promise you, we missed you guys more. But my boys, after multiple weeks.
My boy.
How the hell we doing?
Fucking great. It's great to see you all again.
Fucking great.
UFOs are...
A lot has changed.
Dude, some shit is going on.
The world's flipped itself upside
down. It's on fire.
This UFO thing's out of control. Huh?
Balloons are derailing trains.
New humans have joined the world.
Yeah, got some earthquakeage.
I went snowboarding.
That's
cute.
Sick.
Cute.
Tell us about snowboarding.
Snowboarding was great. Took a trip to Steamboat this year.
Took a strip.
We have
trip.
Two new kids, and we're leading with a snowboard.
I was gonna cut him off and then bring that up.
No, I'm just joking.
No,
Jake,
I'm gonna be honest. The snowboarding sounds pretty interesting.
It does.
Compared to
Jake,
changing diapers.
Trip?
It was a good trip. 5 days. 5 days of riding. Good stuff. We did like 120 kilometers on the mountain.
Kilometers? Oh, you're European.
That's
European?
That's how the app.
It's not a setting.
Handles
that you
it.
Could,
I no.
Just divide.
You no. Drive with kilometers on when you're driving.
Have you switched all of your?
Do you do kilometers per hour?
You no. Switch the car over.
Drink
there?
No. Liters.
No.
Measure in meters.
You look like a meters guy.
Okay.
How long is it in centimeters?
Or no, it was like 120,000 vertical feet.
Tell me when to
like
stop in
30
centimeters.
30 something miles.
In centimeters.
Whoa! Keep going.
Okay. I went to Anaheim. That was pretty sick.
Anaheim's
nice,
fun.
Yeah,
dude.
Me and Kate went.
Nice.
It was pretty sick. Yeah. I had to work, but
did you see Mike Trout?
No baseball this year. They moved that show back to its normal February. It's a bullshit, so I don't get to see the Angels play anymore.
You get to golf though.
That was pretty fun. Yeah,
California
was
Dale?
Sick. At Navy SEAL Beach, which is the course that Tiger Woods learned to play golf at.
Beautiful.
Was he there?
No, no. He was getting ready
for
the
ghost
roof.
Of his childhood there.
Was it? I thought that
what
was
childhood?
I thought that was a private course for the military.
So
his dad was a corpsman.
I don't know if that is true. To be honest, it was an outing, so I think they know a guy kind of thing.
Mm,
but
okay.
Like, they've got a nice 18. There were enough guys.
At least I think it used to be because when I remember the whole story when Tiger was growing up playing there was because his dad was in the military. His dad got to play for free, basically.
Oh yeah, that is still a thing.
Oh okay,
how'd you play?
It was a scramble, so good enough. We took a handful of my shots, which for me is
that's a day.
Dale golf.
That's a day.
No, I'm telling you, first hole, like a first tee shot, we took my shot. Hopes couldn't have been higher for the day.
And that's the best.
I walked off and told my guys, we're gonna need to start tempering some expectations.
I did this. I did this like 3 day event with my dad once, and
the
first tee is the only time anybody watches you go. And all 3 days, the first tee, I would just hit a bomb. And so all week, people were like, oh, my God, Jeff, your son's really good at golf.
But they never saw the rest.
They never saw like, the rest of it. So unbeknownst to them, I'm incredibly average.
It's the only picture. That's the only frame of reference they have for you. And that's beautiful. Let's just keep it that way.
I love golf events. I can't wait. I know we're just talking about it, but like thinking about golf makes me all fuzzy.
Yeah. We fell off this past year. We didn't do any scrambles. We got to find a couple.
Guys, hear me out. I just came up with an idea.
We did.
Okay.
Da Bearman Minimum
I
Golf.
I played terribly, but yes.
Da Bearman Scramble.
Da Bearman Golf.
Da Bearman Scramble.
If anyone is interested, just let us know and we'll start.
We can organize it.
Golf basically, trip? We're just going to book a bunch of back-to-back tee times.
Yeah, like golf we just trip? Need four other people for another tee time.
Hey,
call it an outing.
So, Sammy Stads, anything big happened recently for you?
As far as?
You know, anything. Your life changed at all?
My dog's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice.
Thank you. The big three. The big three. 21 in dog years.
How's being a dad?
Being a dad is very rewarding and very tiring. Also, there's this thing where you don't know it beforehand, but as you're being a dad to a kid birthed by someone else that's not you, who is doing so goddamn much that you feel like a piece of shit all the time. Constantly. Like, I'm never going to be able to do enough. And so I'm just like...
Just got
to
block that out.
I have no idea if I'm doing bad a good vibes. Job or not. I'm Lots like, I'm just down. Fucking trying. I'm trying. And it's nowhere close. These girls, man, these women do so much for these kids.
Oh, it's crazy. Like
we suck.
I'm with you 100% there. Like that's been a hard part for, and some of you guys listening are fathers and some of you guys will be eventual fathers. So like you, man. Like you'll get what we're saying when you say you've never felt so useless.
Yeah.
And like, so like nighttime feedings, I wake up because it's time. Sometimes I don't even wake up. Sometimes I sleep right through and I can't believe like the stories I hear from the night after or the morning after. And it's like, damn dude, useless. These boobs.
Nope.
Nothing.
Those chi-chis ain't working.
These chi-chis ain't shit.
As much as he headbutts me when I'm holding him when he's hungry, he's like, I'm like, this ain't it. You're barking up the wrong tree, brother.
Can you milk me? Can you milk me, Greg?
Yeah. So, I mean, this morning, I was like, babe, are you okay? Is everything good? And she's like, yeah, but you didn't ask if we were okay, like, when I was feeding him at 3 a.m., like usual. I'm like, damn. That's all I had to do.
Wrong.
Yeah, I guess I slept through that one.
Yeah,
I felt bad.
It's been really cool. It's been like it's been this whole thing that I didn't know I needed.
Yeah, no clue.
It's that void filled that you didn't realize there was space there to be filled, and it's like, dude, it's amazing. It's all those words that I can't even put into like a sentence right now. Like, it's awesome. Can I tell you guys a ridiculous story? I've told you guys now this, but I want to tell the listeners too. So I was a big, I'm not going to watch anything guy.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Yeah.
Right? So I was a big, I'm not going to watch anything. I purposely, like in middle school when we saw childbirth and like the whole crowning and everything, I purposely was sick those days to the point where like until the time that my son was born, I had never seen childbirth. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to watch. I don't really care. I'm just going to be north. I thought for a long time there was going to be a curtain or something, so I wouldn't be able to see anyways. Stupid. Dude, doctor comes in the room. Dad, grab a leg. Blacked out. Okay, grab a leg. National Geographic, my ass saw everything. It was awesome. It was awesome. Highly recommend. So during the process, right? And I'll try to do this quick. So during the process, they when it's time for mom to push, they tell you, all right, deep breath. And you push and you're holding for 10 seconds. And then after those 10 seconds, you breathe in again and you do another 10 seconds and you do that three times. Right. And so me trying to be a supportive husband, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Breathe in. And then I'm pushing too. And I'm just for some reason, I'm like tightening up and I'm flexing. Dude, Lexi pushed for like 2.5 hours. So baby comes all excited. I'm like crying and I start to get dizzy. My chest, my ribs are starting to hurt.
Man's running
like,
a 5K.
Oh my God, I'm not feeling good. And I'm like, okay, there's like 8 nurses in here. I just need to go stand by this window real quick and like regain my composure. I'll be okay, but I'm a mess. And they're like, Dad, come cut the umbilical cord. And I'm like, all right, I'm coming. So I kind of like wobble over and I cut the umbilical cord and I walk awake and I'm like, oh my God.
Maintain.
Oh, no. I'm having a heart attack. Luckily, didn't have a heart attack, didn't pass out, but there was a minute there. Where I just, there was 2.5 hours there where I was way too involved. I was like, I'm pushing, I'm flexing. So just remember, breathe. That's my biggest thing.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
When you originally told me the story, I thought you were going to say that you like shit your pants.
Yeah,
while
that's,
doing
that's
this.
Immediately where yeah. my head went.
It went quick. Went quick. That shit was crazy.
Did you poop?
No,
bit?
I didn't poop my pants.
I have always been a staunch, I'm an above the curtain guy as well. Yeah, I don't sure. want to see, like, that. I have nothing That'll against change. The process. I don't think I'm above it. I have a weak stomach. I don't like, yeah, that's just not my thing.
I feel
but
you ain't my bag.
It ain't my bag, baby. Isn't this your book? It is my bag. Anyway, yes, I think that I will end up like you.
Oh, yeah.
Also down in the thick of it.
But. And there's no curtain. There's no curtain.
There's no curtain?
There's no curtain.
No, that's
there's
a,
only
that, a curtain if there's a C-section.
I have been lied.
It's only, it's
yeah.
only if there's a C-section.
I like, I'm asking, I'm like.
They're going to get a saw out.
I'm like, so when does the curtain come out? Like, and they're like, what curtain? Dad, grab a leg. Let's do this. That was it.
So wild. I feel lied to. And I've also learned in this process that, like, I've always thought, like, it'd be cool. I always jokingly say I want a big baby. I was a very large baby. I'm a big dude.
Like, yeah, that's rude as fuck.
Yeah, so
to
I
wish upon somebody.
I didn't realize how difficult it can be on a woman to have a large baby, and like how it's like there's a point where all right, we're not doing this that way. We're cutting her open to get this baby. Why? Because it's a big baby. So like, I have now like I don't
get the crane.
It, well, essentially, you know what I mean. Like
you want,
I now
you
don't
want
that say
scholarship?
That anymore. Exactly. Like how bad do you want to play
we
for
need
Nick Saban?
Some toe straps and Jake's F-150.
I have now stopped saying like I want a big boy or like a big baby. I only say boy because we know it's a boy. By the way, so yeah, I've had to learn to do that.
Oh.
Man, you learn so much shit that women go through. These fucking warriors.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of that. You not knowing the gender until right then and
dude,
there.
Dude, so wild.
That's crazy.
Absolutely
crazy
wild.
It was awesome.
How cool was that moment and that you heard it was a boy?
So it was awesome. Like it was, it made it so worth it. And there were multiple.
It's
like,
a penis.
Like I told you guys last time, it was like, I told you guys, I tried to look at the ultrasounds a couple of times and I can't, I don't know.
No.
It's all blurry. Like back in the day, like blurred HBO because your parents didn't pay for the channel, but you could still see it.
Yeah, that
it's kind of
like
what
a,
it would look like. I'm like,
channel 64.
I'm like, that's a penis right there. I just saw
Aurora.
Something. So it was really cool. We had this idea where I was going to get to announce, I was going to get to announce the gender, and like the doctors and the nurses were all on board. Everybody's all excited. Even one of the nurses had my phone in their hand. So they were ready for me to like announce it and be a thing. Baby comes out and Lexi, bless her heart, because she'd been pushing for 2.5 hours. She deserved it. She's like, oh my God, it's a boy. And me and everybody just kind of looked at each other like, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo.
Yeah. Boy. It's been awesome. So, guys, thanks for sticking with us there. It was a couple crazy weeks. I'm sure that going forward, we'll have a couple more crazy weeks. And when little Jackman comes, there will also be some more crazy weeks. So we appreciate you guys hanging with us. It means a lot. And we're excited to get back to a little more normalcy.
Yeah.
So this will be a blast.
I'm ready for some of this. You know, springtime's going to hit while we're and we'll get to dad in the wild. Like out in the public, we're going to have our little baby carriers and everything. We could play some bags with these guys on our chest. It's going to be nice.
Maybe this will fix my bag game.
Counterweight.
Yeah.
For sure.
But like what happens when he gets older and I want to keep playing?
He beats you.
No, I still
no,
have
you
to
just
carry
have to,
him.
You just like, have to wear
have
your
to like, straps.
He's like 14.
You just need a military-grade baby carrier, I guess.
I just imagine somebody holding, like, I've known Dale my whole life. Like, I just imagine somebody holding 14-year-old Dale.
It's going to be like one of those. There'll be a photo of like all three of you tossing bags with your babies on your chest. And in 20 years, it'll be like, let's recreate this photo.
Nice. Yes.
They're holding us.
14-year-old Dale was 175 pounds.
Woo. That's big boy there.
That was a big boy.
Jake, you were burying like the best part, the lead, like the best part of that photograph is going to be you in the photograph as well.
Mm-hmm.
Without the kid,
yep.
With the three guys with kids,
yep.
Beer and helmet. Then recreating the photo, you'll have like your future kid dressed like a beer can.
Oh. That's good.
That's that really is good. I like that. That's real good. That's go. Real good. Guys, we got a bunch of stuff to get into. We've missed the last 2 weeks, so let's get right into it. The first, biggest, and most important.
Football's over. And I'm
football's
sad.
Over. That Super Bowl wrap-up, right? Mm. Super Bowl in general, championship weekend was fun. We talked about that. Super Bowl was a blast.
Super Bowl was good.
Great game.
Great game really all around. I enjoyed it. How'd you guys feel about the game itself?
I actually thought it was a good game.
Great game.
Great game.
It was one of the best. It was one of the best Super Bowls.
Little bit of a letdown
for like sure.
5+ years.
Do we agree that it was kind of a letdown ending? Just a little bit, because
I
wanted the Eagles.
I don't have a problem with how that played out.
It was a penalty, like all that.
Right,
like it was a penalty.
It's just lame that it happened.
To see the clock run down.
It
so
would have just been so much better, like if
give them a shot.
They would have scored, or they would have just gotten a field goal, and then the Eagles would have had an opportunity to drive.
Right.
So
it was kind of just anticlimactic in that event.
You're absolutely right that it was anticlimactic in that event, but I also take the point of it as if that were the Bears. Like, would I have a problem with that? Fuck no. Kick the field goal. Let's fucking go. We win.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Run that clock down.
Like, the game was great because there's parts that, like, early on up into halftime, you thought, fuck, the Eagles
are in that ass.
They might run away with this.
Not really. I mean, they were up
10
at the half.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs were getting the ball back at the start.
And that 10 was like the least confident double-digit lead you could possibly have. Like,
because, I mean, like,
you knew that
so
game
true.
Was not over.
It was awesome
by any means.
From start to finish just because the game opened with a touchdown, immediately answered. Like, it was like, oh, we're going to score this time. Because the last few Super Bowls, sub-30-point games.
Yeah.
When I texted you guys, or when I told you guys that the line for touchdowns on points bet was 4.5.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the money into my points bet fast enough to place the bet. So I missed out on the bet.
Oh,
like,
I wasn't
able to place it, but I was actively trying to.
Yeah.
Because 4.5 touchdowns for these two offenses.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez, Louise feta cheese, give me a break here.
Yeah. Yeah. First thing.
Sorry,
no, you're spot on. I need whatever the fuck they put into Pat's ankle. Like, whatever that is.
Tore it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, probably tore it all XL. Like, I don't know.
I had tore it all. That shit's
the truth.
Fucking. It so it
not drug guys.
It
not drug
works,
guys around here.
It does what it does immediately. Yeah, I had the hand. It works immediately is the thing.
Yeah.
You get the injection and it like spreads out immediately. Mm. Shit is wild.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys know that I learned it that when athletes are getting, like, if you have ankle pain or knee pain and you're getting a shot of Toradol, if they're getting the shot, they don't shoot the joint. You get a shot in your ass. It numbs everything.
Oh,
you're not
oh
just,
my God.
Yeah, you're not
you're
just
Superman.
You're not, it's not like a cortisone.
They're on PCP
out
there.
This isn't a cortisone shot for you to go run that 5K this weekend or to take that camping trip or
fuck
do whatever
right.
you're
hey.
Going to do.
Right in
this
the cheek.
Is like, hey, we need you to like just stay alive for like the next 30 minutes. You're not going to feel anything. You're just running on adrenaline.
So that's why Aaron beat us.
Son of a bitch.
That's
God,
my
damn
knee.
It. That fucking, oh, I
that's why his
down,
eyes
too.
After
Jesus
the game.
That's
oh,
why
yeah,
he had a southern accent.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Really? Just right in the ass.
Great game. Awesome game.
Did you guys win money?
Yeah, I was about to ask, no. Like, a favorite bet. Favorite thing you hit on.
I like the one you had where it was one team to use all their timeouts.
That
all
was
six.
Marcos that had it, and it happened. Did you did you get in on it?
Oh, yeah.
It? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got that. I hit Gatorade. I hit.
You hit
purple.
I because you just throw a couple bucks.
You hit money across the line.
Oh,
guys,
okay.
The first
so,
color
yeah,
I said.
The board.
That was the first color I said to you and honey. I
you
said
just
purple.
Hope it's a value land.
I almost said right now this was my Super Bowl, but yeah, this was my Super.
This is my Super
gambling
Bowl.
Gambling wise, like I had money all over the place, and I
so
luckily
you did pretty good. Then.
Like 1-800-GAMBLER, I did really well Super Bowl. I came out on top, but I hadn't gambled for a couple weeks because I was on an all time low.
I doubled my money, which
I'm
happy
well.
About.
Can I hand up here real quick? Because I went back and listened to it. Jake, you'll have to cut it eventually and like replay it for everyone. My pick to I picked at the beginning of the season that the Chiefs were going to miss the playoffs.
Oh.
Woof.
We awesome. Have never been colder at picking winners.
I do want to get into
I think I did say that the Bears were only going to win 4 games.
I said that the Vikings were going to win the North and you all laughed at me.
Yeah, okay. At the time it was very funny.
And you know what?
It was there a very funny statement.
They were frauds.
It was a very funny yeah. statement.
I wrote it down in my journal. I said, Dale said something joke. Very funny this evening.
You were a couple one possession games away from being totally off.
Yeah.
What I can't stand, guys,
frauds. But because you won.
You've seen the, you've now seen the parade, and you've seen like the post game interviews and stuff. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of the Chiefs. Really, Patrick or Travis Kelce and a little bit of Mahomes.
Everybody counted us out.
Nobody thought we could do it, and here we are again. Nobody like nobody other than me, that. Who's an idiot, who's just complete idiot. Other than me. Guys,
you know what that means.
You have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You have an all-time head. You have a Hall of Fame head coach.
They were top five odds.
Yeah, at the start like, of the season. You guys are kidding me.
Did you see, like, I hadn't even processed it because we're just like, Mahomes has been so good since he got the starting gig, right? So see, the five seasons he started in, AFC championship game, all five times.
Yeah. It's a real, like,
AFC championship.
Make
game.
Up your own enemy so that you have something to fight against.
It's been the three Super Bowls
type scenario.
You guys are spinning this wrong. Yeah, it just means that they are certified like listeners of Marcos.
So
they follow him and they're like, hey, this motherfucker doubted us.
I'm not going to name names.
Yeah, exactly.
What if, dude?
But the Mexican in a row.
Which one?
Hard M.
Did you guys have a favorite commercial?
Pretty weak, I thought, to be
honest. Oh, yes. The fucking Tubi commercial, dude.
Tubi was really good.
That fucked me up. I was sitting there. I had just turned it on, and obviously the grid looks just like that when I got back to the house.
See,
it fucked with me.
I think I missed. I went up to get food during that one, so it didn't really get me.
Dude, I sat up in bed.
And then in post, I was like, that was all right.
I was like, Kayla, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not doing anything. Like, put her hands up. Like, oh, you motherfuckers got me.
I really enjoyed the Dodge premature electrification.
Yeah.
That was okay.
That was really good.
Yeah, Sarah, the Bush Light Sarah McLachlan one.
Bush. Freeettes.
One of the first ones was Ben at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. J-Lo came in. Yeah,
what do you do?
The Miles Teller one. The Miles Teller and the dog, and they're waiting for the on hold music. It's a Bud Light commercial.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one. I love that shit.
Dude, like, they got us with a really lot good. Of dogs this year. And I just remember before we left
your
crib,
dog commercial,
we were all on pins and needles, just like, don't do it. Don't kill this dog on TV.
For a majority of that commercial, I remember looking to Lexi and saying, this dog's going to die, and I'm going to turn the TV off.
Oh,
we
yes,
were in the
yes,
room
yes,
with
yes.
you, and
yeah.
you were just like, don't do it. They better not fucking do it.
Yeah, like, this dog's going to die. And,
it's like, and every scene, the dog kept getting older. I'm like, no.
Nope.
No.
What are we doing?
Not true.
You're about to get Marley and Mead.
And then it's
those mothers.
And then it's another one of those where it's like, oh, what is this commercial even for? And then it's like farmers' dog food. And I'm like, you know what, you motherfuckers? Like,
I might go buy some,
come
you
on.
Fucking assholes.
Let's talk about the halftime show. That was a big point of debate afterwards.
Before we get there, though.
Okay, what's up, Jake?
One last commercial thing. The goddamn Jesus ads.
Oh, man.
They got to be stopped.
You sat there and looked it up. Like, on the couch.
So much money.
You guys had left at this point, but there was one late in the evening.
Another one?
So there was one late in the evening where it's like these black and white photos of everybody like fighting each other. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like.
It's a Nike commercial.
I'm like. What is this going to be about? And it went on for like a good 45 seconds. And it like the pictures kept just kind of escalating and escalating. And then it faded to black. I'm like, it's Jesus. And then it's like, he gets us. And I nearly left the house. I got up. I was so pissed that they wasted my time.
You were invested.
I was like, it's Jesus, God damn it.
He got me again. Because he gets you. That's what they said.
You can afford Super Bowl commercials when you don't pay taxes.
That's true.
It's kind of what it goes down to.
Yeah, I saw a good tweet. Upsetting. You might have sent it to us that said, you know, if you can afford two full-length Super Bowl ads, you could probably start paying taxes.
Probably. Yeah. Might be a good
just
idea.
Maybe take a little off the people.
So upsetting.
Any other commercials, or can we get in a halftime show?
Jake, you looked it up while we were sitting there.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who pays for those? Who paid for those?
Like Hobby Lobby.
The family that owns Hobby Lobby?
Basically. Yeah.
Do they own Chick-fil-A too?
They might as well.
I don't know. I figured.
Maybe. They're both closed on Sundays, so whatever.
Closed on Sundays. Guys, halftime show, I liked it.
I thought it was fun.
I did too.
I thought it was good.
Ready?
Fight.
Well, yeah, like turns
a lot of
out,
haters.
See, those same haters during the show were going like,
Sang every song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. She has a lot of songs.
She doesn't miss. I forgot that she doesn't miss.
It was a good show.
Play like 15 songs. They were all bangers.
Exactly. We knew every word.
And
that's a bad take.
I know you guys had the moment where it was like, is she pregnant?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is that baby?
I thought
weight?
It was pretty obvious.
She got pregnant. Yeah. I mean, she just had the baby in like March, I think it was. May. Pregnant
Which
again.
Means she
would have
been pregnant again in like October.
Crazy.
I just don't.
Good for them. Couldn't be me.
I just don't know where.
I'm trying.
Her and ASAP.
Kate and I have an agreement.
It.
I just don't know.
One, the other.
I just don't know where the bar is. Like.
What bar? What do you mean?
For a good Super Bowl halftime show.
Prince. Purple Rain in the Rain.
Oh, okay.
It's Prince, yeah.
So done. We need Mother Nature to. Yeah, it's still an element.
Sick, sorry.
With the perfect timing.
We're sorry.
J-Lo and
Better
Shakira.
Luck next
We're
year.
We're sorry, Jake.
J-Lo and Shakira.
That
J-Lo
was great.
And Shakira.
That was great.
But there were haters for that. Like, we enjoy
we know
all
who.
Of,
there are people that
I'm
thought
saying,
that J-Lo had a better...
Justin Timberlake, Janet
well,
Jackson.
Well, I'm just saying, we all enjoyed, like, all of these Super Bowl halftime shows, but every year it's like, eh. Could have been better. It's like, what the fuck?
It's the same people every year.
I know.
They're not satisfied until it's like fucking Guns N' Roses.
It's the Gladiator. Like,
give
are you not
Skittered?
Entertained?
Give me Skittered or yes, give me death.
Yeehaw.
I saw somebody say it makes a lot of sense that Rihanna's pregnant and everybody was dressed like they were. Everybody was in white. They were just sperms. Like that.
Oh, they were attacking her. Okay.
Get under her umbrella.
No, the visuals are great now. Dude, a lot of meme. A lot of run on the memes
this
week.
A lot of meme potential.
The videos.
The Smash Bro level memes.
Yeah, that was great. Really the videos great. Of the Rihanna's unborn kid in the uterus during the halftime show, and it's just the guys flying around in a van, banging off the walls. Dude, a lot of run on that this week. Great.
I enjoyed that. So since we – and I'll transition now to – because we haven't talked about it. LeBron James broke the all-time scoring record.
LeBron James.
I want to open it up, and I don't want to get too long into this.
Okay.
But we've never actually had the debate, and I think I know where everybody sits here.
We're not doing this
I'm
today.
I'm not sure.
I'm not doing this today.
LeBron or MJ?
Not doing this today.
We'll just do it quick.
No, because there's no quick about it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to start an argument.
Yeah, this is going to go on for a while.
It's LeBron.
Can we do this?
No.
I'll just say it.
No.
You say it's LeBron.
It is. Yeah.
It's not.
Mom, Dad, don't fight.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Hold on. We're gonna be here for a minute.
So I think it's a more fair question to ask. Why not the guy with the most points ever, top 10 in just about every other category, including every playoff category? That's like the basis for the argument. I haven't found a good argument to the contrary yet.
So, to start with the points, he topped Kareem, right?
Yep. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem!
And
Kareem.
Every other player
Kareem
to ever play
Abdul-Jabbar.
The game.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem did that scoring title for half his career without a three-point line. And even then, the three-point
sure.
line wasn't
sure.
really used.
Sure. Neither did MJ. But
Skyhook was
yeah,
on.
Cool.
Skyhook was like unguardable.
So,
right?
I mean... There's a so,
and Steve Kerr would average 55 according to Instagram in college.
He like, doesn't really.
So what?
Also,
I
not
said Steve Kerr, but I meant Pete Maravich.
Not the same defensive player.
Do you,
I think it's
do you think that Michael was that much more of a defensive player?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that LeBron being able to defend at four different positions, maybe five, makes it a different conversation.
But that's the hard part
I
with this
you.
Argument forever and ever is that like when you're never going to be able to put it into a simulation, you're never going to be able to actually
Agreed.
Get an answer.
Absolutely.
It's always going to be this like up for debate thing, and it's good for sports. It's good for like sports heads like us. I think that if the roles were reversed, right? Like LeBron James pays $1 million a year in maintaining his body. Between what he knows in nutrition and what we know now in medicine and science and everything else, like good for you. You've had a fantastic career and there's no sign of slowing down anytime soon. But if MJ played in today's game, and it sounds so mean, if MJ played in today's game with sports and medicine and what we know and what the game has become, it's a scoring league now. Dude, I think that like,
I mean,
be no question.
I'm just pulling this up right now, like on Basketball Reference to throw the two up against each other, just because I haven't actually like looked at it in a long time side by side. And the first thing I noticed was just MJ at 6'6", 198. Those were his measurables. And Bron's what, 6'9", 250?
Yeah.
Just completely different shaped individuals.
Guys, he's 6-0 in the finals.
I'm with you. Like, I'm that didn't, sorry, I was just throwing it out there. That didn't mean I'm on the LeBron's
side.
No. I'm just saying, like, they are completely different shaped. He's 6-0 in the finals. You are correct. Never gave one up.
Not even close.
He would have had 7 if he didn't take the year off.
2 years, yeah.
Sorry, two years because he was gambling and they swept it under the rug. And so he had to go play baseball instead of it taking an official. So, no, we can go conspiracy theories.
Is Bill Russell the best player ever?
No, but it's not just championships. Come on. You know that, though.
He had 10. Well,
Bill Russell only played 13 years.
Yeah, and he had like
he was
and
playing
he won
against
11
plumbers,
of them.
Though.
I mean, come on, though.
I'm
like,
just fucking with you.
It's
like I don't know.
This gets into the argument of like, and I agree that it's just like a personal thing at that point. Which stats do you want to look at? Like, what do you think matters?
Yeah,
more? It's like the Baseball Hall of Fame votes, where it's like. Okay, that's your fucking opinion, dude.
Scott
but Roland. Exactly, that's but Scott like, Roland's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
that pisses
exactly.
me off so much.
Your opinion, man.
Exactly, that's what it is. Like, it really does become the conversation of what counting stats do you want to be most important? Because the argument for LeBron is that he's fucking played 20 odd.
He's in year 19.
Oh yeah,
in year 19, MJ retired after 18 years.
Exactly. That argument happens. And there's the Bill Russell argument. It's like, yeah, but he went fucking 6-0, and that was different. Exactly. Just like these two now are very different. The situations can't be compared.
It is all the stats though, because for every because he's played 19 seasons and he's been so successful, sure, like he has points leader in playoffs and everything else, but he's also then by default missed the most shots in playoff history and he suffered the most losses in playoff history. When you've been around and you've done it forever at this high of a level, I've turned on LeBron here. I used to talk a lot of shit about LeBron. I can remove myself and like appreciate his greatness because at this point to me it's not a debate anymore.
We lived the whole thing, which was kind of nice.
It's been crazy. I saw the post earlier that was LeBron's been dominating the league this long. Remember when he was at WWE or WWF at the time with his flip phone taking pictures of Steve Austin in the ring? Like, dog, it's been that long.
Damn.
And props to a guy that can maintain. And, dude, guys, there's no slowing down on the Bronze game. Like,
no.
He's going to continue to be great.
He doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
The reason I brought
it's
this
easy
up,
to run and gun.
It's easy, yeah. It's easy to play half-court basketball.
And just wave. Ball.
The reason I brought this up is because happy birthday to our GOAT. Happy birthday, Michael Jordan.
Happy birthday.
60 years old. Can you guys believe MJ's 60?
Yes.
I bet he could still get buckets in the league.
Yeah. What, dude, just at the NBA's 50th anniversary, he
when
was
just talking shit to Larry
Magic.
Bird and Magic.
Well, he used to go I don't think he does it anymore, but during Bobcats practices Hornets practices or whatever.
He'd go fuck with Kemba Walker.
He'd get in there and he'd go one-on-one with some of these guys, and like they would say he would give people buckets. I think MJ could average 10-15 still in the league. We'll see.
The one stat that I've always clung to in this, and I needed to validate it, is that MJ's points per game is 30.1 for his career.
Jesus Christ.
And LeBron's is only 27.2 for his career, which is still great.
Sam and Jake both said MJ. Where do you land on this? Just to be clear,
MJ.
Okay, I just want to
make. I am a homer too, so like he gets an extra point.
Respect all that. I don't think either of you are wrong.
That is a sick ass sweatshirt, by the way, Marcos.
I'm wearing a Bulls sweatshirt.
Supporting them even though they hurt you.
I even got Bulls socks on. They make me so sad. We'll get into those assholes. I do want to get into one more thing here on Vibe Check plus anything else you guys want to get into. For those of you that are watching or had watched, the Challenge Season 38 has officially wrapped up.
Great season.
Fucking fantastic.
Great season.
Spoilers here if you haven't watched yet. So I'm giving you a chance. 3, 2, 1. Shout out Devin. Shout out Tori.
My man.
Fucking finally. Did you know that Devin's like a big time
listener to Bare Minimum? I didn't.
Also, sports gambler.
Oh really?
He was on BetMGM's like podcast and he talks like all sports betting and stuff
Wait,
with them.
I miss this.
guy from the MTV Challenge.
Yeah.
He's a big like sports gambler.
Really?
And he gets on and like gives his picks and stuff like that. And
are they any good?
Yeah. Yeah, he hits at a pretty
winners?
High clip.
He's
yeah.
got winners.
Winners.
We want winners.
Can't, dude. This show is in the best spot it's been in a long, long time.
It was an awesome season.
I'm covered happy it, like, for you guys.
All the way through. I can't wait for the reunion yeah, episode I'm next week.
I can't stress it enough, guys. Watch this.
This is how I hear people talk about like The Bachelor.
Guys, it's reality TV plus sports.
It's competition.
It's
and
hard
drama.
Knocks for regular people for 10 weeks.
You're getting closer. Give me one more analogy.
It is The Amazing Race, except we live in a house and we're going fight drunk.
Okay.
Oh.
So this is Jersey Shore plus.
Okay.
This is Jersey Shore and Survivor.
Yes. Okay. It's Jersey Shore and Survivor.
An American Ninja Warrior maybe a little mixed in? A
little bit, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Actually, I'm
actually
kind of
getting
a little.
I can get it on this.
Does anybody get, like, maimed?
Guys, in the final, this girl.
Oh, my baby.
This girl. There was a challenge
sweet baby.
Where they had to slingshot these golf balls at, like, these targets,
stop
right?
It. Oh, this doesn't sound
You've
safe.
Seen the video with the watermelon?
The Amazing Race where.
Oh,
she's already fucked up. She like cut her hand pretty bad on a previous challenge. And so she's got one finger on this and she draws back the golf ball. And this slingshot's massive. It's like a 10-foot long thing. Draws it back.
Like an Angry Birds.
Draws
slingshot.
It back, lets it go, and it goes forward, wraps the ball never flies, wraps around and smokes her right between the eyes. She breaks.
She's concussed. She fucked up.
She broke her face in 5 places.
Yeah, you
broke
fucked
her
up.
Face. Oh.
Broke her face. She had an immediate surgery. She was destroyed.
That's television gold, though.
It was. Yeah, not going to lie. I was laughing.
Yeah. Why do you think?
She
after,
okay though?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good.
After 38
broken
seasons,
face.
I'm still
broken
watching.
Face.
Guys, it's fantastic.
They like cut
38 seasons.
38
seasons.
Well,
dude.
Hold
that
on.
Doesn't make 38 years.
Thank you for clarifying this.
She signed the waiver.
They do
she
like
2
seasons
out?
A year.
I've been watching since I was.
Yeah, I'm like, dog. I'm older than you, and I'm not 38.
38 years.
God damn.
That's
wild, man.
So
are we
going to awesome.
Talk about sports today?
Yeah, guys.
That was a sport.
Talked, that is sports.
It's
America's
fifth sport.
Sport. It's not.
It's America's fifth
it is
sport.
Now. I'm all the way in.
Name
Should
the fifth
be.
Sport.
Curling.
No.
It's you not.
Wish.
Stop trying to make curling
soccer.
Happen, Dale. It's never going to happen.
Curling.
All right, guys, so let's get into then. Let's get into some voicemails, right? No sponsors for this week again. If you are looking to sponsor the boys, either an episode or the whole goddamn thing, go to reach out to one of the boys. Venmo's always open.
Title sponsor would be so cool.
Talk to us.
At the bare minimum.
Sponsor us. Sponsor us for 4 months. You'll be a title sponsor.
Title sponsor would be big. Guys, we got a voicemail. So voicemail is going to be coming up here, and voicemail will also lead us into your mom's favorite segment, Sammy Stats Question of the Week. So without further ado, Sammy Stats, play that voicemail.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy calling in
yes.
Our first
time
caller.
How you doing?
Well, I just want to check in with the boys. Know it's been a while. You know, been just a globe trotting all over the world here. You know, was checking out my Arsenal dudes over there in London. And then, hey, Jakey, great skiing with you, buddy. This dude can really tear it up out there. You know, I'm done talking sports. You know, the Bears got the first overround pick. You know, great cap space. We're looking good. So I don't even want to talk about that. Question for the boys. What's more Midwestern, a family of 7 in the indoor pool at a Best Western, or a junk drawer that has soy sauce packets next to a flashlight?
I was so pissed when I listened to that. I was like, you motherfucker. Have you been to my house?
Family of 7 at a Best Western is so funny.
That's good.
At the indoor pool.
It's a fucking Holiday Inn, and right. You get it right.
That's good.
I think
it's the junk drawer.
It's
the
junk drawer, for sure.
Yeah, because, like, I've run into all different types of families from different places in the Best Western indoor pool. It's not exclusive to the Midwest, although it feels a little pointed.
See, I'm going to use that same logic and say I feel like everyone has a junk drawer where there's a flashlight
soy sauce,
Q-tips,
batteries, like pens,
batteries.
Exactly. I think that
spare
is
key.
Universal. So I will actually go with it. Oh, hey there, bud. Yeah. Oh, these are me and that's Helen and the kids. Yeah.
There's pizza on a random table in there with a fridge pack of pop.
There's
a couple 2 liters.
It's the grenade things for the kids, like the not grenades, but like the little juice things. You know what I mean? With the push tops where you had to poke it in. The little grenadiers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. What brand are those? Do they even have a brand, or is it just the juice?
The brand
in a barrel?
Actually is generic.
They are the barrel juice. Exist.
There's some Midwest families that like you upgrade your game. You get like 2 junk drawers. There's like junk drawers. My mom used to have like 2-3 junk drawers.
We have 1.5 in my house right now.
Shit all over the place.
Speaking of which, Jake, I got some of your
can't
stuff.
Hide money.
Oh, nice.
I didn't bring it.
Not hide money.
You saw Cousin Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy was snowboarding.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Having fun times?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Is that accent?
You guys get hammered?
Fake?
No, very real. Okay. Very real. God. Yeah, the Coloradans get a kick out of it.
He say, how you doing?
How you doing?
Second you saw him.
What were we talking about? We like, I don't know, met some people and we just started riffing off of each other. Just like, oh, Brandon, he's gotten so big. I saw him take down a whole moose the other day. That's right. He's only 12. He's gotten so big, Brandon.
Dude, the ski slopes are just like another dimension. Everybody ends up there and forgets who they are or like what life is normal. And you just like hypotheticals. You just start talking with accents, yugging beers at 9 a.m.
You
whatever.
Can be anyone.
God forbid it's a big
no
church.
One.
No one
you.
Knows you.
You can be anybody.
You just all love the mountain. The mountain's got them now. It's a great time, dude.
Every chairlift's a different story.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to unlock.
I'm a little sad I missed it this year, but I'm a dad now.
For reasons. Ooh, breaking news as of 16 minutes ago.
What's that?
The Bears have released Al-Qadeen Muhammad.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, sick. Yeah. Guys, speaking
you
of Bears.
You heard it here first, as reported.
Let's get into a little bit of kind of Bears offseason, right? So normally.
Saw the watch list today.
Normally, we'll do Bears in sports minutes, but since we've been out for a couple weeks and we got a lot going on, we're going to give them their own segment this week. Guys, tell you what, let's talk first and foremost. Have you guys seen the rumors about Justin Fields being traded?
So,
smoke screens.
Allow me to jump in.
I'm a big conspiracy theorist.
Tag, you're in.
So,
not really.
I truly believe it's all a smoke screen. But
that I do believe.
Every tweet I see, a small part of me dies inside. And I'm like, this is it. This is how my fandom dies.
Do you have a little bit of the, I want to fight that person? Like, because that's, like, my immediate reaction is, like, I want to fucking punch you.
The more, every time I read a tweet, it just, the more it's in my head. And then.
Oh, they're incepting you.
Yeah. I just don't want to be there, you know, in that space. It's such a negative
so
space.
Stay off Twitter.
The latest ones was that like we're in talks with the Falcons about trading Fields to them, and I'm just
and like, what sucks is
I'm
that one
be sick.
Yeah, what sucks is that one's like semi believable because that'd be his hometown team, and he grew up. You know, he saw Mike Vick as a kid at the end of his career.
That logic doesn't check out with me. This is a business that
no
one's getting traded because it's like I grew up there.
No, but I mean,
yeah,
but the Falcons would market that is what I mean.
I think that you could get, let's be realistic here. Let's make sure that like we need to be open to the idea.
Oh, I don't like this.
Guys.
Oh,
we should
hear this out by all means.
If you are Ryan Poles and people are calling you for Justin Fields, talk about it. You should. And there is a possibility. There's a possibility that Justin Fields gets traded.
King's ransom.
Guys, it's got to be it's got to be a haul, and then the uncertainty that you get from it. I continue to do the exercise, and you guys know how I do this. I put who I've got next to who I've got available. Is Justin Fields better than Bryce Young? Is he better than C.J. Stroud? Is he better than Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, those guys?
Yep.
Emphatically, yes. I would think so. Guys, Bryce Young, who's arguably the best quarterback in this group of quarterbacks, coming in at 5'10 and 194. Struggle to put 200 pounds on. We talk about
he's
Tua.
A little individual.
We talk about Tua all the time. He might be a better passer than Justin. He might not be. You don't know. But you know what
he's
you've got
die.
In Justin's frame. You hope that, like.
We just watched Devonta Smith ball out.
Dude, I just want. I want all these rumors to continue to happen because that's good. Like Jake said, it's smoke screens.
Baker Mayfield's 6 foot. I mean, Russ Wilson is 5'10", 5'11".
The reality is the conversation becomes, Kyler Murray, what is the price for Justin that you can no longer say no, that you have to listen to this conversation? Because remember, whatever you get for Justin, you know for a fact that you have your pick of the litter for this year's quarterbacks, whatever one you want to build your franchise around.
I just don't know what if that's is the a point? Good thing.
I'm not saying that it's that any of these quarterbacks available are better than Justin. I think that it's pretty well known that most experts, not us four actual experts, say that Justin feels better. Right. So at what point do you say, fuck? Like, we might have to trade Justin.
I think it just sets you
back. If an organization sends you four first-round picks and current NFL talent.
Here's where I'm at. I hear what you're saying. I'm not an executive. I am a Chicago Bears fan. And I have not seen a quarterback in a Chicago Bears jersey like I've seen Justin Fields in my entire life. He's the greatest quarterback I've seen to this point. He's the most – I've never felt this awesome about a quarterback.
Feels so good.
It's just awesome.
And I think a lot has
to be – Well,
it's
just feeling so far, though. Hold on.
No.
Because he hasn't had the success of other Bears quarterbacks that you've seen.
I need Jake to finish his
– He's only played – 2 years in the league, and
what are we talking about, guys? He like Justin got MVP votes this year.
He broke records. And so I cannot physically go through the process of trading him away and then starting this over.
I can't afford
again.
The therapy. Like, honest to God,
this is as a Chicago Bears fan. I am not an executive of a football team.
All right, let's.
If I'm an executive of a football team, sure. If someone's like, I'll give you 5 first round picks in the war and. And anything you want.
Whose salary you want me to pay? Yeah.
Well, and we've talked about it. Like, being able to draft a quarterback resets your timer. Like Nick Caserios in Houston, he's been to this point, you know, a pretty suspect GM and running things down there. He's going to get to draft a quarterback here coming up for the Texans, and that resets your timer. So if you're an executive, if we're looking at it from that perspective, there is some incentive. And then you've got that fifth year. You don't have to pay a quarterback. You would have to pay Justin sooner than you'd pay a guy like Bryce Young. I think it's just smoke screens. I can't see a possibility where they actually trade Justin, because I think Justin showed you enough. There's something to be said about continuity here. Justin hasn't had a back-to-back same program, so the same offense being in that system 2 years in a row since his junior year of college.
So we take these next 3 years, right? With the 2 year, we have a 2 year warm up. Basically, he's been warmed up for 2 years, gotten to understand the NFL. I would take that over the, you know, getting 5 years out of a new quarterback on the rookie deal any day of the week, especially if I get to pick the other parts, the other weapons on the team to build around him, and then get 3 years at shooting at the playoffs and a championship before we got to think about the next step in extending him.
I'm not advocating for trading Justin, by the way. I just think it's an interesting exercise because you get to play the game of, like, look at what the Broncos just gave up for what they got for Russ Wilson, and they had to give Russ Wilson $200 million.
Man has 12 bathrooms in his house.
And so all of that shit. So your expected return on a young quarterback that did what Justin did and has minimum 2 years of control still, you would expect to get in the realm of 4 to 5 first round picks. That's the only reason I bring it up, because, like, realistically, what NFL franchise is doing that right now? Probably none, especially after what just happened with Russ Wilson. So I think it is all smokescreen, and better for it, right?
Yeah. All you can do is continue to try to, like, hope everybody increases the value of your pick and of your commodity here. Guys see the Jim Irsay? You guys see Jim Irsay tweets? He tweeted a picture of himself at Lincoln or at the Brookfield Zoo on, like, a taxidermied bear in, like, the 60s. He's a kid or something like that. I don't know when Jim Irsay's old as shit, so it might not have been the 60s.
Sure, yeah.
But anyways, so he tweeted, his caption was like, I've always loved Chicago, you know, and I'm a fan of the Bears.
And being a billionaire.
Know, here's a picture from back sick. In the day. And it's just like, I'm a little worried about things like that because like, that dude. Might be smokescreen again. But it's just like, dude, for the next 60 days, guys, up until the draft, I think the draft is 69 days away from today. Nice.
Nice.
It's super nice. We're going to see this. Breathe. Just remember, like the labor process.
Yeah, buddy.
Just
looking at you.
Don't pass out.
This I'm gonna, going to pass out.
This is
going to
take all 69 days because
nice.
All that matters is which two quarterbacks do those two teams want, the Colts and the Texans. That's going to be the whole equation. And you won't find out until then is my point.
Well, I will say that I do like to think that Jim Irsay's weird ass just like got Ryan Poles' number and just keeps calling him. And Ryan's like, God damn it, I have to talk to him. Like, I've got to keep talking to him. And Jim's like, hey, you want to hear this guitar solo I'm working on? And Ryan's like, yep, let's hear it.
What if Jim's like, so about Trevor Siemian?
Every time.
What about the
Nathan
Peterman man?
Every time
Tell
Ryan,
me about the Peterman.
Every time Ryan Poles sees the phone ring and it's Jim Irsay, he just picks it up and tells him, sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm talking to Atlanta. Sorry, hang up. Calls
I'll catch
back.
You later. He's like,
sorry, bud. Can't talk. Jets are on the other line.
I got the Texans just knocking on my door.
I'll get you on the next one. You want to put time on my calendar for 68 days from now?
Hey, tell you what, when I get back from Houston, I'm flying down there right now. We'll talk, okay?
And again, if you're Ryan Poles, this is the best situation you could be in. You have what we think is already an established franchise quarterback. You got just under $100 million in cap space. The number one overall pick.
I got a good Sammy Stats question for you.
Okay.
Okay, why
this
not?
Situation we're in right now. Cap space, number one pick, all this. How could Ryan Pace fuck this situation up?
Trading away Justin Fields.
You think, yeah, you think that would be it? You think he'd do it?
And trading back.
And ending up with like Will Levis or like Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson,
yeah.
Exactly.
You build the rest of the team up. The defense is really good. That would be the epitome of like our Bears life.
Sign six 40-year-old free agents.
Yeah. Couple good offensive players, but a bunch of trash.
I got $150 million. That means I can get six geriatrics on this team. Oh, hell yes.
Guys, did you see the Justin Fields PMT interview?
So good.
Yep.
No.
That was fantastic.
I love that guy.
A couple
also
things.
Also love them.
A couple things from that interview. Like Justin talks about wanting to play in a dome.
Yep.
I thought that was
important. And he was just straight up.
Kind
he was
right
just
at the
straight up.
Here.
Like, yeah, it's better.
Talking about how he wants Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Like, makes sense. They're old teammates there at OSU. Just
I
like,
liked that, too.
A really, really good interview.
But how much time did they really play together?
They won a ring together.
That's but they only played together the one season is what I'm asking.
Taxi
though,
squad,
right?
Too.
One plus the... Was it one plus the COVID year? Because they only had...
Because then Jaxon would be older.
Yeah. That is true.
No, he was only
one
at
season,
Georgia a
2 years
year.
Ago. So just... Well,
or did he
Justin's
redshirt?
Been here for 2 years minimum, right?
Yeah.
So Fuck. Unless Jaxon played all four, which is uncommon in today's college football, they probably played together one season, two seasons ago. So I just want to give context.
Either way,
that
guy is a dog.
Still, so. By the way, like keep in contact and like speak fondly of each other.
For sure. Yeah.
How did you feel about the about Justin saying that he got Aaron's number? I thought that was interesting. So that they could chit chat.
I don't want Justin talking to that.
I don't
lunatic.
Want him anywhere near
lunatic.
To that fucking
after what he did to Shailene.
He's gonna be bastard. Like, come with me on this ayahuasca journey.
Oh, on this fucking darkness retreat. Come on, dude.
He's gonna leave Justin there and go home. And our guy will be just like in a closet on ayahuasca.
Didn't he do the retreat?
He's doing it right now. I think today was the day. If you haven't heard, Aaron Rodgers is going to go lock himself in a dark room for like 4 days. The only contact with people is the people that are bringing him meals. Like no phone, no anything. He's just, it's a darkness retreat.
It'll be me if we trade Justin Fields.
I wonder.
But that's my point. Wasn't he supposed to announce his decision today?
Fuck no. He's going to hold that organization hostage until the last.
Man.
If you guys have seen though.
I feel like Jose would like do like a darkness retreat too. Just like, and he's like in solidarity with my Packers, I'm going to darkness retreat against you.
Dude, I think Jose does the darkness retreat if Rodgers comes back. Like at this point, like guys, Packers fans, the organization, like
I love that.
That's our new bet is a darkness retreat,
dude. The
like
Packers,
you have to do a darkness retreat.
The Packers beat writers all talk about how like the organization's done. They're offended. They want to move on. It's over. Like, dude, just look
really?
To the future.
Damn.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. At this point, guys, the bit's gone long enough.
It's
like,
a circus.
Dude, you want to go do your thing somewhere else? Go play in New York. Go
well,
play
he,
in Oakland.
He's so expensive.
Las
so
Vegas,
expensive.
Oakland.
Anyway. Yeah, no, he is.
So another thing with the Bears here that has happened recently officially, the Chicago Bears have closed on the Arlington Heights property.
Yes.
So they now own that 326-acre plot of land.
Yeah, and I read the article. You probably read mm-hmm. it too, and it's like, doesn't mean that they're breaking ground or that they have a stadium plan yet or like the architects in there. It just means that they were very adamant about saying that they're one step closer to making this actually happen.
They didn't buy it to look at it.
Do you want to talk about like somebody who's in complete denial? Lori Lightfoot and the mayor's office released a statement after the announcing after the closing announcement, and she's like, you know, we're excited to still negotiate with the Bears. Like, it's sad at this point.
Yeah,
she's like, and keep the Bears in town. It's like, no, that's not happening at this point. Like, at this point, they bought the house.
It's like you're telling your mutual friends that, like, yeah, no, we're working through it. And meanwhile, the other person's like, no.
I'm on a couch.
We
on a couch every night.
No.
We are not working through it. Guys, I'm excited. I
got a new girl.
I think as Bears fans, we need to be cognizant of, like, the Vikings stadium. They broke ground in, I think it was, like, 08?
I think it.
It was, like, 08. It was, like, a 9-year process.
They had to play in the University of Minnesota outdoor stadium for a season.
I think it was, just about a season. So that one, and Kevin Warren was a part of that one, Bears' new president. So that is a like an 8-9 year process. SoFi Stadium took 6 years. What's the other one?
The Vegas one?
The Vegas one. I think that one, Allegiant Stadium, I think took like 7 or 8 years. Guys, these stadiums in
like
general.
Like start to finish, not the actual construction.
No.
Construction was like 2-ish
but
years.
But like from the time that they closed until the time that you had asses in seats playing a game, like we're still going to be watching games at Soldier Field for a while. The Bears have a clause in their lease agreement with the Park District. I think 2027, you're allowed to cancel or close that lease out. You can get out of the lease early.
The $1 lease.
It'll cost you $84 million to
get it out early.
To get out early of that, which is.
And it's just because the Park District gets the revenue from the concessions and a ton of other stuff at the stadium,
correct.
Right?
Right.
For Bears events.
Yeah.
So they're being compensated for that.
Yeah. So
held hostage.
That's going to be a whole thing. But like, I'm really excited for this stadium. We're probably going to be 7, 8 years down the road before we're seeing games at this place. And that's great. Whatever.
Can't wait to find a new parking lot to tailgate in.
The renderings. We're going to be able to just actually have a place that we can get to. You don't have to do the 1.5-2 mile drunk walk to get there.
The worst is the walk back.
Yes.
It's, dude,
the sad walk
it's
back.
So bad.
Sad walk
the
back.
The sad
because
walk
you know
back.
As soon as you get in the car, it's probably going to take a half hour to get out of the fucking parking.
And you're getting
lot.
Hit up for money, like as you
and
go.
It's an hour and a half home at that point because traffic's awful getting out of the city.
Well, and think about how stupid it is that you have to drive away from your destination to loop back around
the 55 south.
Home.
Oh my god,
the loop.
It's ridiculous. So I'm really, really excited for that.
Getting triggered.
Question here. I just thought of this. And
okay.
Just off the top of the head,
fire from the hip.
Will Justin Fields be the starting quarterback when the Bears play their first game?
I fucking hope so.
Is Darnell Mooney going to be the all-time leading receiver? If he gets re-signed, right? Like, that's if he gets re-signed.
Looking at you, Grady. Looking at you.
Like, I mean,
it's the same question. If he gets re-signed is the answer for both of them.
Yeah. Like, if he ends up being the guy.
How many yards did he have this year?
Oh, he. Who cares?
Not enough. Not enough.
He'll have a better year next year.
Like, I think that you have to re-sign him at this point.
Justin
so I would
or
say
Darnell?
Yes. Justin. Sorry, Justin, to be clear. Like, you are. So I guess you'll know in 69 days. If they don't trade the pick.
Nice.
Yes. He will be the quarterback because they will hitch the wagon to him. This is your only opportunity to have your pick of the litter.
My wagon's already hitched.
I'm already filling.
I'm with you guys.
Packing the wagon. It's already hitched.
We're halfway down the Oregon Trail.
I've hooked up the electronics. My blinkers
are on. I'm with you.
My man has bought two oxen off of
early
a townsperson.
Early projections showed us with like 5 or 6 wins for next year. Like, and it's super early projections before any free agency moves. Fucking good, right? Like, give me 5 wins, give me 2 years, we're gonna fucking shit on everyone.
Yep. You're gonna roll.
You guys are willing to do a below mediocre year again?
Oh, I could do this again.
To stack it up.
I pump these things out like it's fucking hotcakes, dude.
I'm a masochist. Baby.
You're like, I did one, and we ended up with $150 million in the first overall pick. Run it back.
This is my
do it again. Let's get two.
My darkness retreat.
Let's get $300 million and two number one overall picks.
Being a Bears fan is my darkness retreat. And then Bears open up next season as 80-1 odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Just throwing it out there. We could be rich.
Man, I was so close on that Jaguars
we
future.
We could
the
be
Jaguars future was
rich.
Spicy.
Guys, anything else on the Bears you guys want to get into?
The playoffs.
The playoffs?
Oh, we want to get into the playoffs.
Oh,
playoffs.
I see.
Yeah.
Anything else in the NFL that you guys want to get into?
Quarterback? Derek Carr.
Yes, thank you.
That was exciting.
Legend.
Yeah.
Love that man.
I've never respected him more. I actually didn't respect him for a very long time. And so now I'm like, whoo, 180.
Wait, is it because he told Las Vegas to just fuck off?
Yes.
Yeah, go fuck themselves.
The fuck you guys.
And then
he
like balled out at like the Pro Bowl games. Like all the quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Him and Hundley.
He smoked Hundley too. Like he was just like doing all that shit. And he's just like, yeah, I actually am good at this. And you're watching all the other quarterbacks. I'm like, oh, shit. Derek Carr can sling it a little bit.
Oh, guys, remember last year we thought this was going to be a fucking offense.
Well, it's just like every year with Derek Carr, it's like maybe this year.
maybe it all
because you see
comes
glimpses
together.
Of it with that guy. So you think like, hey, like you put some solid weapons around him. Like he just has to, again, it goes back to quarterback play in the NFL. You just have to be serviceable. And like Derek Carr is like.
He's serviceable.
Serviceable
well,
and then
see,
some.
He's going to end up on Adams, we gave him Jacobs, and we gave him Waller, and he gave a shit.
He also gave him Josh McDaniels.
fucking,
it's tough.
And Gruden before that.
Exactly. Played in the NFL is really hard.
It's all got to come together, man.
You know what I mean?
And then these, so the quarterback carousel continues because now, so since we've been gone, Tom Brady has officially retired.
We don't own the rights.
Right, and he filed his paperwork, so Tom is officially.
Yeah,
that goes under parody law.
Okay. Retired.
Just did.
Nice.
It was under 30 seconds.
Wait, sorry, Marcos. What was that?
So Tom Brady retired.
Okay.
You got Jimmy Garoppolo open.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers probably on the move.
I'd say staying.
I hope not.
I think he's staying.
Aaron? Yeah. Aaron's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's like $41 million. Yeah, I'll bite.
Oh, I think Aaron's gone.
Is it $49 million?
I would believe it when I see it. I do not believe it.
I think the Packers are done with Aaron. Legitimately, I think the Packers are done with Aaron.
It doesn't matter. He's got like a no trade clause. So
does he?
So either way, he's going to get like $40-something million to just stay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Poor guy.
But you got a lot of these different names where like this offseason is going to be big for not only the Bears. But like a lot of these other teams,
Lamar Jackson,
it's like, and luckily,
oh, yeah,
yes, luckily free agency is before the draft. So you're going to see a lot of these spots fill up and hopefully one of these needy teams swings and misses on one of these veteran quarterbacks, or they don't want to play the game of veteran quarterbacks, a la the Colts and Matt Ryan and Phil Rivers and everybody else. Like you hope that like some of these teams that are top 10 picks don't get one of those veteran guys.
Right.
And the demand for that number one pick just continues. Tie it all in.
Yep.
That's what we as Bears fans are hoping for. It just sets you up to get more of a haul if you end up inevitably moving back.
I'm hoping, like, I've seen Lamar rumored to the Commanders, which would be great for this, I think, as far as the draft goes. If Lamar went there or even stayed put in Baltimore, that helps us. As long as Carr doesn't land with the Colts, I think that helps us a lot.
Competitive teams pay quarterbacks in free agency. Like, I'm not worried about the Houston Texans going after Lamar Jackson or really the Colts at this point. But, like, we're just hoping that there's teams that want two quarterbacks specifically and that the Texans really want fucking one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whew. Guys, anything else around the NFL you want to get into?
Nope.
Then let's move on, guys. Let's get into some sports minutes. We haven't done it in a little while, guys. Sports minutes, we go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Started off with the Blackhawks. Producer Jake, what's going on with the Hawks?
The gap is widening.
Between.
Oh, describe the gap to
congrats.
Me.
The team's in last place.
Are you watching?
It is a.
As the gap widens?
It is a head-to-head race right now between Blackhawks and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Right now, I'm the biggest Columbus Blue Jackets fan on the face of the earth.
Hell yeah.
They need to win. More wins, the better. Blackhawks, continue doing your thing. Like what I'm seeing. Tank for Bednarz.
You know what they say. Hockey is the sport in Ohio. Let's go.
That is what they – that is correct.
Dale.
We're going to trade back.
Wait, don't answer this. When's the trade deadline?
March 3rd.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
We're coming up here. I'm getting a resolution on this question, boys.
Are we going to trade Patrick Kane?
Can you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Now that who's it, Tarasenko? Tarasenko, right?
Tarasenko went to the Rangers.
So now that he went to the Rangers, does that kind of eliminate the possibility of Patrick Kane getting traded?
It shrinks the possibility because Kaner's only going to go to a team.
A winning team.
That he's going to win on.
Follow-up question. If Kane goes, do we all but secure Bednar?
Maybe. Hockey is
a fickle sport.
Is he scoring at like a solid clip right now?
He's still like
a top 10.
Is
he a point of game guy?
Yeah, he's always a point of game guy.
He's always a fucking point of game guy. He's fucking
Patrick Kane. Fuck us for even asking, man.
Yeah. Could you even say it?
God damn.
So there's no way that like if he doesn't – I'm actually asking a hockey question. If he doesn't get traded before the deadline – is there even a is there a reason to then trade him in the offseason, or at that point are you hoping Bednar?
I do think Patrick Kane wants to be a Chicago Blackhawk for the rest of his life. I do think that. I think.
Yeah, his wife went to Rosary, right?
I don't know that.
Is that a thing?
That the answer to that. I don't think he's actually married.
His
baby nice. Huh?
It's a nice.
Regardless, I do think he wants to be a Chicago Blackhawk, and you know. If he gets traded, the best case scenario for me is that he just comes back in free agency after winning a championship. He's like, that was cool. I'm back.
Just went on Rumspringer.
Yeah.
Quick. Just had to grab another cup
just did a
real
quick. Stint.
Yeah.
I do believe there's a possibility where he doesn't get traded, and I hope that ends up with him signing an extension.
Dude, that'd be
to
so
continue
cool.
his career.
So cool for him to get a fourth cup like that and then just swing on back and be like, hey, sorry, just was off at the lake fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Quick tick.
I'm back, though. Just flip that sign around. Open for business. Boys.
Guys, anything else on the Chicago Blackhawks?
No, but guys, the fucking Bruins are still a wagon. I mean, it's so not good. Even close. They're up by like 15 points on the league. They've only lost a total of like 8 games. They're disgusting.
Boston.
I'll be there in the summer.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, fun times.
Nice.
So Dale and Sam, get us into the Chicago Cubs.
I'll start. Seiya Suzuki is huge now. He put on 25 pounds in the past 2 months.
He's a thick boy.
On the Jake Arrieta plan?
No, I think he's on the Sosa's the new nutritionist.
Just Palau.
It's that hole they ain't testing.
It's that hole. It's not Japan. It's the U.S. type deal, so...
Seiya's jacked. We signed Edwin Rios to a minor league deal, which is fun.
Sick.
And pitchers and catchers reported on Wednesday. So that was pretty sick.
That is fun.
Nick Madrigal might play third. We'll see how
that goes. What?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Don't worry about it. Don't fucking ask any questions. Otherwise, it's almost like real spring training. It's almost there. Games don't start for like another week and a half. I think
position players are there on Monday or something. So
all
right,
it is almost baseball.
Can you smell it?
Football's over. Feeling Bulls good. Suck. It's baseball season, boys.
Bulls fucking suck, dude.
Hell yeah! It's and almost March Madness season.
Oh, it is almost March Madness season. Forgot to bring.
We'll get
that
to
up.
That later.
Thank you,
when
thank
should
you.
We start watching college basketball?
I'm on it
now.
I'm on it.
Probably now. I don't know.
Producer Jake, get us into the Chicago White Sox, and then I want to bring up something just baseball in general.
Similarly,
glitch in the matrix.
The pitchers and catchers have reported. And in addition to the pitchers and catchers for the Chicago White Sox, Yoán Moncada is there.
Hey,
that's the big story.
Just hanging out
in White Sox news.
Switch hitting, somewhat utility, but kind of third base guy. Yeah.
White Sox
best triceps in the game.
Yoán Moncada is there early this year. on a new workout regimen, apparently. Says he feels really good. His you know, everybody had tired legs last year. Saying the legs aren't tired after his new workout plan.
Is he also going to play second base for you?
No, he's going to play third base.
I just figured there's someone.
Just because.
Eloy's still in the outfield?
Or is he going to play second?
Eloy will probably play some right field if I'm going to
guess.
Oh,
that's good. Good, good, good.
Don't.
He shouldn't. He shouldn't. But my guess is there will be some playing time in his future.
Y'all just don't fucking learn.
Would you guys want
habitual line steppers?
You guys want to put a bet right now, like on the over under number of games Eloy?
What are you going to put it at?
Pending, like, no injuries, okay? Like, let's say
I'm out already.
I know what you mean. Okay. Like,
if he played 162 games
and like shit doesn't go haywire with the rest of the outfield.
Right, right. Over under 65 games.
Under. If it's I was going to give you 25 or 30 games. If it's anywhere near 65, it is just fucking criminal.
It is irresponsible.
It's like, it's my boy. You're killing my boy.
Look what they've done to my boy.
Exactly.
I ask you, sir, are there walls in the outfield? If the answer is yes, that is irresponsible put him out there.
Sit down. Let him hit in slides.
You're not
he's a great DH in the show.
Well,
he's a great DH in the show.
Yeah. So the
doesn't do walls though.
Yeah. No. You know the roster's the roster. This is who we're gonna roll out. They put Clevinger on administrative leave.
No shit.
No. I thought he reported.
I thought they put him on administrative.
Yeah,
leave.
To a police station probably.
Jesus Christ. Mike Clevinger. If I remember correctly, guys, Mike Clevinger, and this is a typical White Sox move here.
Clevinger has reported.
Yeah, Clevinger reported because the commissioner hasn't placed him on administrative leave yet. So, of course, in true White Sox fashion, now it's just a complete storyline and distraction.
It's so crazy because, like, for the longest time, we're like lovable losers. Everybody's like, oh, the White Sox, they've been around forever.
They're so cute.
They're there. What a team. And the last, like, 3-5 years, it's just been like, tough.
Well, it's all these self-imposed expectations.
I know. It's self-imposed expectations and then just shooting yourself in the foot, like hiring La Russa and then finding out like 3 weeks later that he's under investigation for like a DUI incident and like all this stuff.
Is the Hannibal Buress, like, oh my God, who killed Hannibal? Who shot Hannibal?
Why did I do this?
Why did I do this?
Guys, two things with the Cubs and Sox I want to bring up. Pecota.
Oh God.
Sure.
Pecota season.
They've officially released projected wins.
Let me guess. Have not seen this.
Please.
Cubs.
72.
High 70s.
Okay.
I'm going to guess White Sox are at 500, like 83.
A little over for them.
Okay, so Jake hit it on the right on the head.
Is it 83?
83 teams for the White Sox. Pecota has the Cubs.
Know your team.
85.
You're just so fucking high,
oh,
Pecota.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you. Do you think that Cubs win more games than the Sox this year?
Let's do a darkness retreat bet.
Do you think the Cubs win the more games than the Sox this
year?
Yes.
Darkness retreat bet.
Do you think the Cubs win the more... Do you think the Cubs win more games than the Sox?
What do you think?
I can't even fucking say it.
I don't know how this works. I have a job, but I'm in.
Oh, no. We'll do it for like 6 hours.
Absolute
darkness. Because 6 hours, if you take a nap, you wake up and you still don't know how much time you have left.
No, yeah. I don't want that motherfucker to sleep.
And I'm talking like, guys, I'm talking total darkness. Like, we need a construction paper on the windows. Like, I don't want
might put up a wall down here.
No, turn this into a kill room. Like, I want it blacked out.
There's a crawl room right there.
That's weird. Okay,
that's
I regret saying
that's
that
why
immediately.
It's taped up.
Pretty
it's drafty.
Weird. Pretty weird.
Regret that immediately.
That's where the body
is. So, right. Dale, I think we're on the same page on whatever this answer is going to be.
Okay. I'm
going to say your question. You were asking everybody what if the Cubs were going to.
Oh,
I took the
fuck
Cubs.
No.
I took the Cubs more than the Sox, right? We're just
silliness.
Up against
it's the Sox
each other.
More than the Cubs.
I'll take your guys' money.
Yeah, like I'll bet you $5.
It's a darkness
it's
retreat.
It's a dark room.
It's a darkness retreat.
I'll darkness bet. Retreat this with you too, Dan.
Oh, let's go.
I did not submit to that. I said I'll bet you $5.
But Sam and
Pussy?
Sam and Joe.
You're a dad.
That was an Xbox
Live party. Does that feel good?
Yeah. It does.
I don't know how to respond to this. So
yeah,
we could just move on.
The Cubs just don't
or
have
you
the
could
pitching.
Make the bet.
No, they just simply don't have the pitching.
No, but the Cubs have the bats.
They have the defense.
We have
defense.
The meats.
Do they have the bats?
Defense. Best middle infield in baseball.
Oh, sure. They got what? Hit the fucking ball though.
They got a lineup they can hit. Closing,
kinda not
Horner
really,
and Swanson.
But kinda
the back
who's
of
who's playing second and third, or excuse me, who's playing third?
Your mother.
It could be Nico.
Doesn't matter. He's playing second.
Just roll a pitching Nicky. Machine out there. I don't give a shit.
So then you don't have the best middle infield in baseball.
Correct.
No. Second
you got
is
Dan
Horner.
Swanson too. Yeah,
Swanson's
you could have
at shortstop and Horner's at second.
Wait, but you got to stay in a lane then. So who's playing third?
We're tripping here, right? I'm just saying.
Insert player here.
White Sox are really bad.
He's not good.
Cubs are going to be a little better.
If the White Sox pitch like they did this past year, we're good.
That bad.
If you guys pitch like you did this year, this past year, we're good.
What do you mean? Dylan Cease was a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah. What happened to the rest of them?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lance Lynn was hurt for the entire season.
And then when he came back, was it not? It was
what a mess of a season.
Yeah.
Hendricks hurt. Crochet's hurt. Kopech's a head case. Hendricks has cancer.
Thank you.
Like, it's just, it's been.
See, you're hitting all my points.
you're hitting my spot.
You're playing the greatest.
Don't stop.
And then one last thing on baseball, because I thought it was really, really funny. Did you guys
Sorry,
see the
Jake,
picture of the new good. Base?
No.
Oh, yes, the new base.
The
oh,
new
they're
base.
Massive.
It's
comical.
Three times. It looks like a pizza box. It looks like you got
good.
The like,
good.
The extra large.
Good.
You bought pizza for the office, and so you needed to buy the biggest one they'd sell you. Then they just drop that.
You know what that means?
Did they change home plate?
No.
Oh, I don't think so. But
no,
that,
oh, I guess they can't because it would change the strike zone.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're going to see more like crazy slide videos.
Javi Baez. Great
exactly.
day to be Javi Baez.
Yeah, like you're going to see more of that shit.
Now if he just could get to running the bases and not
yeah, it turns out you got to put
swinging
the ball
at a slider.
Putting the ball in play.
7
yeah,
feet
that,
low and away.
That's a thing. I also saw that.
Oh,
man down.
He's
man overboard.
I'm good.
He's dead.
Man overboard. I saw that they also voted in. You like unanimously the extra inning rule.
Good.
Moving forward.
Keep
like
a runner
that.
At second. Good. Yeah. Let's get
moving.
The fuck
keep
out of here.
Pitch
oh, and
clock.
We're going to get pitch clocks. Good. Let's get these games moving, folks.
Yeah.
You got 7 seconds from the time you enter the box to like be ready to take a pitch. Good. That's baseball's biggest issue.
Does the batter like push the pitcher now? So like when the batter gets in the box, that starts the pitcher's clock of he has 7 seconds to deliver the ball?
I think that's something we should look into.
That is because I'm curious about that.
Wait, one more time?
What's the nuance of the rule? Like when does the clock start? When the pitcher receives, when the batter's in the box, when the ump says go?
So the way Marco said it was like you have 7 seconds from when you enter the batter's box that like shit has to transpire. Does that mean that the batter is now pushing the pitcher?
I think
the batter can hop into the box and just.
I think the clock starts as soon as like the pitch is received.
Receives the ball.
Yeah, because that penalty can be applied to the batter or the pitcher.
So now catchers are just going to start holding the ball longer.
No, I think it's as soon as they catch it.
I thought it would have to be 7 seconds from like when the pitcher gets the ball.
I think it's as soon as the catcher gets it.
That's interesting.
We shall research. Guys, anything else on baseball you want to get into? Then let's move on to the saddest sack of shit organization I've ever had the mispleasure of being a fan of.
We just talked about the White Sox.
The Chicago fucking Bulls,
the
guys.
Other Jerry team.
Oh.
You were close. Outrageous.
Guys, the Chicago Bulls, losers of 6 straight, right? 11th in the Eastern Conference.
After. Still 11th.
After not moving anyone.
Guys, that trade deadline came and went. And everybody else in the league, even teams that weren't doing anything or sending 5 second-round picks for this guy and 4-team trades, you know who didn't do anything? The Chicago Bulls. Why? Because it's a complacent organization. Why? Because you have an owner that doesn't want to win. Jerry Reinsdorf does not care.
See, guys, it's different when he affects two of your teams because you're just so numb.
I can't believe
See,
that shit.
What happened was you guys forgot for a very brief period of time, y'all forgot.
Uh-huh.
This is still a Jerry team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he brought in AK, and AK did some cool shit. But this is still a Jerry team. When it comes down to the crux of it, is he going to do what needs to happen to get that extra bit over? Are you going to get that extra amount of money? Are you going to get the extra resources, whatever it is? No.
This is
a breadwinner for him.
Dude, it's the whole thing of, like, you just expect change. Like, you think after a while, and then that's why, like, Garpak's getting fired. Like, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to change. And no, at the end of the day, dude, it's just a complacent organization.
It's the same thing that happened. Same thing that happened with the White Sox. Absolutely, I agree with you. Yeah.
You're 7 games back, right? Your max player, Zach LaVine, not playing like a, did I call him Max LaVine?
Ah,
Zach LaVine.
Your max player.
Your max player there is not playing consistently. That guy
not physically playing consistently.
That guy has the worst end of game IQ I've seen in a basketball player on my favorite team in a long time.
Well, because he doesn't care anymore. He's auditioning. So, yeah, he's going to do some weird shit, and he's going to try and make shots that he shouldn't make because he's auditioning for better teams.
You can't continue to depend on DeMar DeRozan to drop 35 a night. And even if he does, guys, we still lose those games. You went 3-for-21 from the line. I don't know if it was – or from three. I don't know if it was last night or it was a couple nights ago because they all blend in together because it's the same performance week in and week – or night in and night out. It's a bad team who sometimes can get lucky and can win games against good opponents. They play down to competition because they are the down competition. Let's be real. You can't shoot the three. You're not good defensively. I think it's time to start talking about Billy Donovan and – Is he as good of a coach as the rumblings and everybody makes him out to be? Like, there's no end in sight with this team. That's the hard part. We talked about it earlier in the season. You needed to, if you were going to enter the Wemby sweepstakes, you needed to have done this weeks ago. And then the trade deadline comes and you don't move anybody. Luckily, by the grace of God, by the basketball gods, you have the... You're in a chance to where, like, you might have the 5th best odds and then get lucky and win a lottery. That's what you're hoping for. You're hoping to get lucky and win the lottery.
Wemby doesn't solve your problems.
I think Wemby is a generational talent. And, like, unless you have another Derrick Rose situation, knock on wood, I think Wemby changes a lot for you. But that's not what I'm getting at.
Sure.
What I'm getting at is that, like, they don't want to help themselves. It's stubborn. It's arrogant. It's everything that you possibly want it to be. It's a money-making opportunity for Jerry. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm tired of this. I want to see red, and I want to see the good red. I'm.
They're making you see action.
I'm angry. Red. I'm upset. I can't believe that I continue to watch this team. I still rock their gear. For what? What am I doing here? What are we doing here?
Don't know.
And that was bullshit.
That was bullshit. Guys, anything else on the Bulls?
No.
I'm legitimately mad right
now.
Like, guys, these guys.
We're going.
No. We're good. Guys, let's get into some Schmegments, right? We'll do some Schmegments. I need to do a Schmegment. Who can or cannot dog sit for you? Can I start?
Please.
Mine is the sod father, who I thought the sod father was always.
He was infallible. What happened?
I thought the White Sox guy was the sod father.
Well,
but
after this performance,
he is.
I think we know.
Yeah, guys. The guy who did the field. He's the sod father for the Cardinal for the Super Bowl. Two different guys.
I thought it was that sod father.
No, that's why I said that.
Oh. Yeah, that's not the sod.
No trademark on that.
Sod father's
also,
on the south
side. Also, did he really do the field?
No, he's like 97
years old.
He's
like 95. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, George Toma is his name. He's done the turf.
Not a Toma.
He's not a Toma. He's done.
Toma 31.
He's handled the sod at every single Super Bowl since the original
Super
Bowl.
The first Super Bowl.
90 some odd years old.
That's true. Yes, good pull.
That playing field was unacceptable for the Super Bowl. You had guys having to change cleats mid-game. You had guys losing footing. It
looked like Soldier Field,
and they grow that field. So they, if you've seen the slow bit, like the
they move it out
the videos, they roll the field out. They grow it in the field next to the stadium, and then they roll that bitch in. and it was for the championship, the ultimate game of the season. Your moneymaker for the field to be in that condition, unacceptable.
They rolled that bitch in and greased it up, man. That shit was slippery.
I got to roll George Toma out.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, is he's probably it? Out pretty
soon. He's on his way in. Guys, so the sod father, George Toma, for providing a really shitty playing surface. No, he.
Put his name on
cannot
this
dog sit for me.
Put his name on it. It's an actual, like, do you say strain of grass?
Tahoma
breed
31.
Of grass? Tahoma 31.
Yep.
That he created.
Arrogant ass. It's a mix of a mix of golf.
Like Bermuda-ish
grass. Golf
grass
and football grass. Like, they, like, mix it together. What are we doing?
Cool.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Producer Jake.
I didn't like it.
Who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting for me this week is the PGA. Golf is back. In addition to golf being back, full swing, gentlemen, have you started watching it?
No.
Full Swing on Netflix.
It's like Drive to Survive,
right? It's like Drive to Survive, but it's golf?
It's Hard Knocks for golf.
Basically. I don't have Netflix. Can somebody give me that password? Or no, we can't share anymore,
right?
I got you.
Jake's got you.
Yeah, Full Swing. It's just like they just follow around tour pros. The first episode's just like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas talking to each other. It's awesome.
It's gonna lie. It feels good.
It's mic'd up.
They do. Yeah, it's mic'd up. They do like replays of they were like showing clips of Spring Break 20 whatever. Do you guys remember when Ricky Fowler,
the Spring Break,
SBK 2K16.
That's right. There it is.
Best Snapchat.
They were
story
reliving some
ever
of those
watched.
Moments. It was fucking awesome.
Man, that was a great time to be alive.
I remember being so jealous because we're like, damn, that'd be awesome if we weren't poor.
If we were fucking rich,
dude. That was like 7 years ago. And they did that in like 2016.
Crazy.
They did
yeah,
that.
Man, crazy. Time.
Jake just was like, hey, if you guys aren't following this Snapchat story, like, you need to follow it, like, right now. This is happening in real time in the Bahamas. God, that was a good day.
That's a good one.
Not a doubt.
Not that guy, Milwaukee Brewers.
Can or cannot dog sit for you, my friend?
Ah, fuck, man. Mm.
I tried.
Too busy.
Dog sitting for us. Yeah.
Golf was, fantasy league.
Hey, it's not fantasy.
What we were doing.
It's not fantasy.
Okay. I picked. Yeah, anyway.
It's more closer to a survivor pool.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Dog sitting this week is actually my in-laws because they did, in fact, dog sit for us, which is why on your way out, you'll say goodbye to Uncle Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo's here.
Willie's uncle is here. Yeah. So my in-laws. Great people.
Same stats.
Dog sitting for me this week are these two 17 and 21 year old Turkish brothers that were trapped in the rubble from the earthquake, which, first of all, awful. Like, I've tried to read a couple articles and watch a video about that, and that shit is brutal. Like, crazy disaster, awful. But just shedding a like happier light on all of that, these two guys were rescued from the rubble yesterday or the day before. So they'd been trapped in the rubble for a week, almost a full week. Jesus. They survived off a jug of protein powder and drinking their own piss.
Fucking
the Bear Grylls, man.
And when
they didn't have a camper parked outside,
when they were being sterile. Admitted into the hospital, like,
I like that taste.
That's exactly what the guy said yesterday
in the party.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that was awesome. The first response to the guy that we were telling this to.
It's sterile. And I like the taste,
dude. Like, these guys, just all time, they're getting wheeled like into the hospital, and they're like.
It was pretty pleasant.
How did you survive? Like, that must have been terrible. And he's like, honestly, it was pretty comfortable. We knew we'd make it out.
Pretty good.
at what point drinking your own piss and eating dry protein powder were you like, yeah, this is it, man. We're good. We're coming out of this on top. That's fucking wild.
Guys, who can or no, wait, goddammit. Who's, fuck me. Who's this week's?
Gotcha.
Not that guy. I'll start.
Okay.
The Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame committee.
Which one?
They did our boy dirty 2 years in a row.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'll get it on this.
For leaving Devin Hester out again.
Again.
The best at his position affected the game one of the most, the most electric returner of all time. And he's still not in
the
Hall of
Fame. Person to ever return back a kick at the Super Bowl.
It's,
they just don't do that anymore.
I just don't understand. Like, that guy deserves to be in. I know that now we're getting into the times where we talked about it before. The names that are coming up every year on these ballots, it's going to be difficult to leave some of these guys off.
I mean, what sucks is that he gets in like, he will get in no questions asked on the old timers version. You know, when they bring in guys 30 years later, like, that's no questions asked. They're like, oh, yeah, for fucking sure, Devin Hester. But, like, why not right now?
Yeah, because I think Devin, and I know you guys all agree.
Oh, it gets me
triggered. Like, Devin just needs to be in the Hall of Fame, and it's kind of ridiculous at this point. But here's to next year, and we hope our guy gets in. Producer Jake, who's not that guy?
Not that guy. Is anybody upset over the Tiger Woods joke with Justin Thomas, where he outdrove him on the ninth tee at the current tournament and then privately slid him a tampon?
It's awesome. That's awesome.
Guy's being dude.
It's just classic fun.
It's very funny. It's a funny joke.
Kayla laughed at it.
Normally a joke that, like, we probably would have never noticed, but, like, the camera just happened to pick it up. Again, it's not like, I don't know, if you're up, like, you're watching golf, you see this happen, if you get upset about it, I don't understand why you're even watching. Like, it's a private thing between two dudes that has nothing to do with you, and then that you choose to watch.
I was looking through my neighbor's window and I saw him kiss his husband.
I saw someone post the video.
Look at their window, you weirdo.
I saw somebody post the video on Twitter and I hated what I saw. Well, then don't watch golf.
Then don't watch it.
I'm sorry.
Like, where, like, come on. And I hate to get all, like,
I know,
get all on the why we've lost our sense of humor, but legitimately,
it was funny.
Like, that's,
chill out.
That's really funny.
It's funny jokes.
Really, you don't have to boil it down to, like, women are inferior. Nobody's saying that. Men drive farther than women. That's what it is.
It's true. If
I just don't, I don't get it. I'll never get it.
It's a funny joke.
It was funny.
Good joke,
Dale.
I didn't like that joke. Well, it fucking wasn't for you. It was for the one guy you gave it to.
All right, you weren't in the room. So.
The Milwaukee Brewers, because
wait. Oh,
it's bad.
Okay.
I was like,
it's bad. They
going back
are
to
back. So Corbin Burns is a top three, top five, top whatever number you want to give him, less than five pitcher in the league right now. And they are going out of the way with 2 years left on his deal, one more year of arbitration after this. Like, they got into a fight with him over arbitration, less than $750,000. And remember, these people make millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. The Milwaukee Brewers won the arbitration hearing. So pissed off the guy who was arguably one of the top two pitchers in the league last year over $750,000 that y'all got. You have the money. That's not the question at all.
Do they, though?
Yes. Yes.
The whole arbitration, like, the White Sox did this last year with Lucas
Giolito.
It's
so crazy.
The whole arbitration thing is just so asinine.
Mm. Yep. You literally have to go,
that's
like,
I got.
It's so crazy because their employer goes, well, tell me why you're worth that much. And I'm going to tell you all the reasons why I don't think you're worth that much fucking money.
You bum.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
and we're talking to a guy who just shut. By the way, the number is like, it's somewhere around $10 to $11 million.
It's nothing
in comparison to top five pitchers in the league. Fucking peanuts.
Yeah, like, what is Verlander?
Unreal.
Like, Scherzer.
Shit's better than you.
Exactly. The Brewers are whack anyway.
He threw better than Scherzer this past year, and Scherzer makes 40.
Scherzer was hurt.
Every organization does that with their players, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's a business, right?
But for your top five guy, like a top five player in the league, he was last year. He fucking shoved all year long. Like a top five pitcher, I'll say, in the league.
What did the Cubs concede to KB being like, yeah, you're an MVP and you're awesome. And with the arbitration, they just gave him a mil. They're like, here's an extra mil. Like, just take it. You deserve it. We get it.
Anyway, not that guy.
Sam Stats. He's not that guy.
My not that guy this week is the Norfolk Southern Railroad. Oof.
East Palatine,
not because of the massive train disaster with chemicals that they
disasters
caused. Disasters plural.
Another one today.
But the one in East Palestine.
Palestine. Oh, Palestine.
Somewhere. It's in Ohio, kind of almost to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania. But so there was supposed to be a town hall, like with all the townsfolk, because there was just like, you know, they're clearly upset because a shit ton of poisonous chemicals were just burned off in their neighborhood. And they're like, EPA is like, oh, it's super cool. It's fine. Everyone's chill. But we want to talk to the railroad so they can understand our grievances with the situation. And the railroad said, we're not coming.
They just didn't go.
They're like, we fear for our safety, is what they said. We fear for our safety from the townspeople. Oh. And the townspeople are like, yeah, us too, dog.
That's some shit.
Just so we're clear, not that guy. Like, you got to show up. You got to show up. Your train showed up sideways.
Good. Good point.
Guys, it's going to be a wrap on episode 66. Again, all the socials, we are so stoked to be back. I got to mention this real quick. We are a couple weeks away from March Madness.
From bankruptcy.
So if you guys played with us last year, we did the bracket challenge. We'll be doing another version of that, some sort of game, more info to come. Long story short, it's a chance to win some money. So let's see how it goes. Have ourselves a good time. Guys, again,
chance to do charity too.
Stoked to be back. Yeah, half of it, as usual, is going to go to some animal shelter here because we love our animals. But again, from the boys, we're so stoked to be back. Missed you guys. Boys in particular, love you guys. Missed you guys. See Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Jake holds the door for people, but only people that are that distance away where they have to awkwardly kind of speed up and run. And then eventually when they get to the door, Jake's still holding it. And so they feel like obligated to get all the way through it. And then they're kind of holding their stuff and hurrying. And then Jake's just like very satisfied as he shuts the door and walks into the building.
Good God. Bears.
Bears.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back. Go ahead,
get down. Not that guy. Get down, girl,
go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Get down, girl, go ahead. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.